this is an easy story to learn. And the first three episodes are linked by the verbal thread of the donkey and the colt. That phrase ends the second and third episodes and is the subject of the end of the first sentence of the whole story. So that's a theme that makes this relatively easy to remember. Another verbal thread is that the large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and then others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. So that spread on the road verbal thread connects the two phrases in that first sentence in the entry episode. The structure of the story is also very clear. The first three episodes have to do with the preparations, and then the entry is the fourth episode, and the final one is people's responses. The emotion of this story is joy. It is anticipation, hope, fulfillment of the hopes of people for hundreds of years. And the that motif of fulfillment is what Matthew emphasizes in this story by connecting this story with the Zechariah prophecy in Zechariah 9:9 of the Messiah, the King of Israel, coming into the city mounted on a donkey and on a colt. Now, this business of Jesus riding the donkey and the colt is not a Barnum and Bailey circus act. It rather has grown out of the ambiguity of the Hebrew and the Septuagint. And in the Septuagint translation of the Hebrew, it can be taken as referring to two animals rather than one. In the Hebrew, it's pretty clear that it's simply two descriptions of the same animal, a predicate nominative. But in this case, it is Matthew takes it as referring to two animals, and so he builds that into the story in order to emphasize the fulfillment of prophecy. Just another observation about this prophecy fulfillment motif in Matthew. In Mark, he tells the story in a way that makes it clear that Jesus is a prophet. He tells the disciples, you know, explicit details about what they will find, and then emphasizes the disciples went and found it just as he had said, and brought the colt, or brought the donkey. So in Mark, the emphasis is on Jesus as a prophet. In Matthew, that's also an emphasis. This is the prophet Jesus. But the impact of the story is in relation to the fulfillment of the prophecy, which makes it clear that this is an action of God and is the fulfillment of God's purpose. The symbol of Jesus, you know, coming into the city in this way, and of their calling to him, Hosanna to the Son of David, establishes clearly the motif that the expectation of the crowd is that Jesus is coming to reestablish the Davidic kingdom, and that he was coming as a political leader who would now reestablish an independent Jewish state. That is a possible implication of the story, which is then reversed as the story develops. The end of the story, the question of the whole city asking, who is this, is a kind of intimation of the reversal of the opinions of the crowd and of the people of Jerusalem that will happen at the Pilate trial. They don't know who this is. And the description of him as a prophet from Galilee is, in the eyes of and given the norms of the people of Jerusalem, this is a person who does not necessarily have credibility, because he's from what was regarded by Jerusalem as Galilee of the Gentiles, Galilee of the place that was all mixed up of the descendants of the northern kingdom, of lots of political dynamics that were negative in relation to Galilee. So it's a kind, there's a kind of intimation of that there. But the dominant spirit of this story is simply joy at the fulfillment of the hopes of Israel for centuries that a Messiah would come. So this is a fun story. This is a story that you can really enjoy, and it's a, you know, a triumphant holy day celebrating the fulfillment of the hopes of the people of the world for a leader who will bring peace. And in the end, that's what Matthew is doing in this story, is he's establishing that while people's expectations for a king were not fulfilled, the expectations of the people of the world for a Messiah who will bring peace to the world and will show the world the way to peace, that's what Jesus does. And it's really worth celebrating. So make a big deal of this story and enjoy telling it.